For tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Hallelujah. If you're as excited as I am about the Lord, down in Florida it gets pretty hot in the summertime, and we used to have some old plastic hose. And every once in a while it'd be kind of a weak spot, and you'd leave the water on, you know, and turned on that hose and this nozzle on the end of the hose, and it'd be a weak spot, and that thing would start swelling, and that hose get real hot and start swelling. I feel like that swell place that's coming in, and if I don't get rid of some of it, I'm afraid I'm going to bust.
Amen. Yes, brother. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. The title of my message tonight, my teaching, is The Power of Words. The Power of Words. Now, I may step on some toes, but I think you'd rather that I would step on them by the anointing of God than you would to stumble. Joel, give me a hand. Well, you got the little. That's all right. I'll get somebody else. Hold these two glasses. Now, I could ask how many of you believe the Word of God is true. And I'm not going to, because I know you all do. Well, I didn't hear very much amens.
Amen.
I got to sing you all a little chorus. Maybe you need to hear this. I'm excited, I'm excited, I'm excited in the Lord. I'm excited, I'm excited, I'm excited in the Lord. I'm excited, I'm excited, I'm excited in the Lord. When you're walking with the Lord, you never get bored. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says in John 14:20, Jesus is talking. He said, at that day, that's before he was crucified, buried, resurrected, returned to the Father. He said, at that day, you will know that I am in the Father. And then he said, and you in me. And I in you. That's you. It's God. It's the Holy Spirit. It's Jesus.
Yes.
When the devil looks at you, if you've got the whole armor of God on, he don't see anything but Jesus. But if there is a little flaw, if there's a little spot, a little blemish, a little bitty crack, he's going to slip into that thing and take advantage of you. Turn your Bibles to Genesis chapter 1. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And while they're turning there, Father, I just want to say, God, that I'm yours, lock, stock, and barrel, spirit, soul, and body. And Father, by faith, I simply just step aside and I say, Holy Ghost, move and work through this vessel.
Yes.
Lord God, let these people hear you and not me.
Yes.
I'm your voice tonight, God. I'm your mouthpiece. And Father, I don't care. You just work through this vessel. Because, Lord, we are all needy people.
Yes.
We need you, oh God.
Hallelujah.
We're not perfect. We're not spotless yet. But, God, we want to be.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. In Genesis chapter 1... in several places, it says, and God said, and God said. What happened when God said? Something took place, didn't it? And God said, let there be. And he didn't wait around to see if it was going to be. When he said, let it be, it was. As we learn to take our place in God, as we learn who we are in Christ, Christ in us, the hope of glory,
Yes. Then
we're going to come to that place to where we will do what God did, because that's what he said for us to do. We will say, and it will be. But there's a price to pay. A price to pay. I want to read here something for you. Can you get a sort of an idea from back there what that is? A little man all banged up and shot up, and he's got the armor on, and he's got a black eye, and he's got a patch on his armor and a patch on him and a patch on his shoe. And it says, cautions Christians under construction. Listen to this. Dying to self. Paul said in Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives within me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And when Paul said, I live by the faith of the Son of God, he's saying by the Word of God. Every one of us ought to be even more powerful ministers than the Apostle Paul. Paul didn't have the New Testament like we have. When you are forgotten or neglected or purposely set at naught, and you don't sting and hurt with the insult or the oversight, but your heart is happy, being counted worthy to suffer for Christ, that is dying to self. When your good is evil spoken of, when your wishes are crossed, your advice disregarded, your opinions ridiculed, and you refuse to let anger rise in your heart or even defend yourself, but take it all in patient, loving silence, that is dying to self. Am I stepping on anybody's toes? When you lovingly and patiently bear any disorder, any irregularity, any impunctuality, or any annoyance, when you can stand face to face with waste, folly, extravagance, spiritual insensibility, and endure it as Jesus endured it, that is dying to self. When you are content with any food, any offering, any raiment, any climate, any society, any solitude, any interruption by the will of God, that's dying to self. When you never care to refer to yourself in conversation, Well, now, listen, let me tell you, Brother Glenn, just, you know, I'll tell you a few things about me. Brother Glenn needs to say, I got something else to do, thank you. When you never care to refer to yourself in conversation or to record your own good works or itch after commendation, when you can truly love to be unknown, that is dying to self. When you can see your brother prosper and have his needs met and can honestly rejoice with him in spirit and feel no envy nor question God while your own needs are far greater and in desperate circumstances, that is dying to self. When you can receive correction and reproof from one of less stature than yourself and can humbly submit inwardly as well as outwardly, finding no rebellion or resentment rising up within your heart, that is dying to self. Are you dead yet? In these last days, the Spirit would bring us to the cross that I may know Him, being made conformable to His death. Paul said in Romans 8:28, for we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, who are the called according to His purpose. Well, now, wait a minute, Brother George. So-and-so said so-and-so, and, you know, and I just, that person just darted right in front of me on the, and I just couldn't help but just kind of get, you know, and on we could go. I would ask you just to think back over the last 2 or 3 days for a moment and be honest with yourself, and how many times have you become a little bit irritated or agitated about this, that, or the other? Hopefully everybody can see that. Everybody see that? Just about did it. Back in the back, can you see it? Do not allow yourself to become upset by people or things. They are powerless. Your reaction is their only power. What is God trying to do to us today? He's trying to do what he said in the beginning. He said, God said, let us make man in our image, right? Is anything wrong with God? No. Anything wrong with us? Yes. Our lives, we've been like a tape in a recorder. And it's got recorded on it through the five senses, all of the things that's come into our brain through those five avenues. And God is trying to rewind and erase all of that garbage. And the erasure that he uses is the Word of God. Turn your Bibles to Psalm 19, please. Power of words. Oh, boy. Beginning at verse 7, it says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the whole person." Pretty good words, wouldn't you say? "The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple." Now, I'm reading from the Amplified. It may not go along with just exactly what y'all have, but you'll get the general thought about it. Verse 8 says, "The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart." I like a rejoicing heart.
Yeah.
It's taken me 28 years to get where I'm at, but I refuse to have anything other than a rejoicing heart.
Amen.
I know who my enemy is. I just simply made up my mind, devil, and you made a fool of me for 40-some years. Now it's my time, my turn, the rest of my life to make a fool of you. We talk about the devil being underfoot, but he's kind of like a little worm, a little ant or something. Every once in a while he squiggles out and slips back up and gets in here. This is the only place that we have a problem with the enemy, right here. This thing right up here. You're not going to find the enemy, you're not going to find the devil going down to the morgue and trying to get something out of that corpse laying on that slab. He's done for. But as long as we've got breath, as long as we can breathe, we've got a warfare on our hands, a battle. And without Jesus Christ, without the Word of God, we are no match for Satan. None. "The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure and bright, enlightening the eyes." As you grow in the Lord, you'll come to that place where you just walk into the presence of a person, look in their eyes, and you can tell whether they're a Christian or not. There's a sparkle. There's a brightness. Life. Light. Verse 9, "The reverent fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The ordinance of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold." Uh-oh. "Sweeter also than honey and drippings from the honeycomb." I tell you, the Word of God, what that little song we sang, "More precious than silver and gold and diamonds and all that stuff." And when we meditate and read the Scriptures and we read the words of Jesus, Jesus said to Nicodemus, when Nicodemus asked him about how could he enter into the kingdom of God, and Jesus answered him and said, "Except a man be born again, cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus asked him about being born the second time. How could he enter into his mother's womb and be born the second time? Jesus didn't even answer that foolish question. He simply made the statement, "Except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." If you look around, going to denominational churches where the baptism of the Holy Spirit's not preached, they're looking someday to make it to heaven. After you get baptized in the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of God begins to reveal the Word to you, reveal Himself to you, the Word says that you have been translated out of darkness and into the kingdom of the Son of God's love. You have been. But as I said last night, when I look at you, I don't see you. You are a spirit being, and that's the part of you that has been joined to the Lord. Right here, right now. Physically, you're sitting in those chairs. Physically, I'm standing here. But in the Spirit, we are joined to God. And we're seated in the heavenly places with Him.
Amen.
Words. Is what this thing says more important than what this is? When it comes right down to the nitty-gritty, which am I going to believe, this or this? Am I going to believe this or what somebody else might say? And yet without the Holy Spirit, I cannot understand and comprehend it. Paul said that in 1 Corinthians 2. He said, "The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for their foolishness unto it. Howbeit he that is spiritual discerneth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man." Some of you, I know, have had experience in farming. All of us should know what I'm about to say. If you want to grow a little garden, you don't just go out there and rake the ground and water it and say, "All right, now, in a few weeks, whatever it takes, I'm going to have some corn." You don't do that. First thing you got to do is plant some seed. Isn't that right? You don't plant no seed, you don't get no crop. And another thing about it, you plant corn, you're not going to grow peas, are you? And whatever goes into our mind through the five senses is seed. Now, if you plant the seed of the Word of God, you're going to grow a good crop. But if you plant the seed through the five senses of the garbage that the world is today, you're going to grow a sorry crop. And all it's going to do is be the thorns and the briars, and they're really going to give you a problem. Is it any wonder that God said in His Word to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them? No fellowship with that world stuff out there. Forget it. What good is it to you if you for us as Christians endeavoring to become Christ-like, the only good thing is for the Word of God to be implanted within us again and more and more and more, right on. No substitute for it. As that Word gets inside of us, then and only then will our conversation change and become like Jesus. And conversation produces conduct. What has your conduct been lately? Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 18. Proverbs 18, verses 20 and 21. A man's moral self shall be filled with the fruit of his mouth, and with the consequence of his words he must be satisfied, whether good or evil. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they who indulge it shall eat the fruit of it for death or life. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. It isn't in the Word of God that you can put the devil over on this side and put God over there and say, well, I really don't want nothing to do with the devil, and I really haven't got time for God. I just want to do my own thing. No, that's not there. The Bible is explicit. It says you are the servant of whom you serve.
Yes.
And it's just two, either God or the devil. But in James, it says a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. And we can be double-minded. And if that's the case, then we are walking in a deceived walk. We think, oh yes, oh boy, I'm just so righteous and I'm so holy and right here. And, you know, then when I go home, the other side comes out. Double-mindedness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Back up in Proverbs 18, verses 6, 7, and 8. A self-confident fool's lips bring contention, and his mouth invites a beating. A self-confident fool's mouth is his ruin, and his lips are a snare to himself. The words of a whisperer or talebearer are as dainty morsels. They go down into the innermost parts of the body. Matthew chapter 12. The power of words. Matthew 12, verses 35, 36, and 37. The good man from his inner good treasure flings forth good things. Jesus is talking. And the evil man out of his evil inner evil storehouse flings forth evil things. But I tell you, on the day of judgment, men will have to give account for every idle, inoperative, non-working word they speak. Now, folks, for us, that's not some future day. Jesus spoke these words before he went to the cross. Now, turn with me to John chapter 12. Let's let the word speak for itself. Beginning at verse 25, John 12, beginning at verse 25. Anyone who loves his life loses it. But anyone who hates his life in this world will keep it to life eternal. Whoever has no love for, nor concern for, nor no regard for his life here on the earth, but despises it, preserves his life forever and ever. Now you say, well, that sounds kind of silly. Not at all. my life and your life before we knew Jesus, and even some of it now, consists of a bunch of junk, garbage. And it needs to be done away with. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Verse 26, if anyone would serve me, he must continue to follow me, to cleave steadfastly to me, conform wholly to my example, or completely to my example, in living and, if need be, in dying. And wherever I am, there will my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. Good words. Now my soul is troubled and distressed, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour of trial and agony. But it was for this very purpose that I have come to this hour, that I might undergo it. Rather, I will say, Father, glorify, honor, and extol your own name. Then there came a voice out of heaven saying, I have already glorified it, and I will glorify it again. The crowd of bystanders heard the sound and said that it had thundered. Others said, an angel has spoken to him. Jesus answered, this voice has not come for my sake, but for your sake. Now the judgment, that is the crisis of this world, is coming on. Sentence is now being passed on this world. Now the ruler, the evil genius, the prince of this world shall be cast out and expelled. And I, if and when I am lifted up from the earth on the cross, will draw and attract all men to myself. When Jesus went to that cross for you and I, but not just for you and I, but for every person on the face of this earth, Jesus bought back from the enemy this earth, this world. Doesn't belong to Satan anymore. He's a deceiver. He's a liar. He's a trespasser. But he don't want us to find that out. He don't want us to come to the realization, hey, because of the blood of Jesus, I can be utterly, absolutely free from you, devil. And I intend to fight my way clear. But it isn't easy. Believe you me. 28 years. And I'm still in the battle. But bless God, it's sure much better than it used to be. Woo! Glory. I've had mind battles beyond mind battles. But I made up my mind 28 years ago that I've had enough. That's it. I've always been a perfectionist. I don't see any reason to stop now. Until the day this physical being ceases to be, I'm going to continue to press on for the prize of the high calling of life in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nothing any better to do.
Right.
There's nothing any better to do.
Amen.
Philippians chapter 3, verses 13, 14, and 15. Oh, hallelujah. Philippians 3, 13, 14, and 15. The Apostle Paul is talking. I do not consider, brethren, that I have captured and made it my own, but one thing I do. It is my one aspiration. Forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. Anybody had any thoughts about, well, you know, if I'd have just done so-and-so last year, 10 years ago, last week? Any kind of thoughts like that? I ain't going to ask you to just think about it. Verse 14, I press on toward the goal to win the supreme and heavenly prize to which God in Christ Jesus is calling us upward. See, in the Spirit, God has already taken us unto himself. Now he says, I want you, through your Spirit, to allow my power to flow through you so that you can then purge yourself from all filthiness of the flesh, purify your minds, That's up to us to do. Discipline. Work at it. Verse 15, so let those of us who are spiritually mature and full grown have this mind and hold these convictions, and if in any respect you have a different attitude of mind, God will make that clear to you also. Somewhere in one of, I guess it's in the front of this one, it says, success is not measured by our accomplishments, but by our obedience. The Word of God says obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience is better than sacrifice. If you allowed your mind to flow off on some tangent that was negative, and you lost your peace, you sacrificed your peace because of disobedience to the Word of God. Plain and simple. Still not dead yet, see? As far as the devil is concerned, we want to get our place, our position as that corpse laying down in the morgue on that slab. You go in there and you slide him out and you stick an ice pick in him. He don't say, ouch. You take a piece of rubber hose and beat him all over and he don't say, ooh, don't do that. He don't do nothing. Sin will keep you from the Word of God, or the Word of God will keep you from sin. Which one do you choose? Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Getting awfully quiet in here. Words are forces. You're in a building. Glenn didn't just sit out there in his car in the parking lot and think this building into existence. Had to speak some words. That's right. Had to put some work with those words. Had to speak words to some others and get some others to work in it. See? But everything that we see, buildings, automobiles, ships, you name it, chairs, they all come about by, first of all, a thought that became words that became the object. And Glenn said, we're going to have a building. And here it is. And we said, and things happen, one way or another, negative or positive. Words are forces, right or wrong. They either build or destroy, one or the other. That big hotel, I forget where it was at, in California, that they put the dynamite in it. The guy knows just how to do it, and he can go in there and plant that stuff around, and it implodes, and it just falls right down. One minute it's there. Little push lever, and the next minute it's gone. Words. Call that man up on it. Hey, I got a building I want you to destroy, demolish. Okay? Words leave a trail of destruction or accomplishment. There's not a marriage that dissolves without some words. Negative. They started out with positive words. Do you? Yes, I do. Joel and Melody, I'm going to pick on them. They didn't stand up, you know, and they didn't just look at each other and kind of grin, you know, and nothing happens. Take some words, right? You'll never rise any higher in your Christian walk than you have the guts and the courage to say the right words. Whether you feel like it or not makes no difference. You don't serve God because of your feelings. You serve God because of faith. And faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. God tells us to call those things which are not as if they were. Well, now, wait a minute, Brother George. If I said that sister is healed, and I don't see it, then I'm saying a lie. That's what the devil wants you to think, right? If I went by my feelings, I would have never made it here last July. My right hip had been bothering me, and I tell you, the devil did his utmost to talk me out of it. I said, I don't care. This body's not ruling me. I'm going. some changes have taken place, and praise God, I'm free of all of that right hip problem. God is faithful. God help us to be as faithful as He is. Words, can He build faith or tear it down? Words. What are you going to say? Well, you don't say anything until first you get a thought, right? Where do your thoughts come from? Turn back to Proverbs 16. Getting different here. I like what the way they amplify. Proverbs 16, 1 and 2. The plans of the mind and orderly thinking belong to man. Now, let's kind of settle on that for just a second. The plans of the mind and orderly thinking. Not disorderly. Not confused. Not resentful, bitter, hateful, rebellious, arrogant, pride, whatever. No. The plans of the mind and orderly thinking belong to man. That's the kind of thinking that belongs to us. Because it comes from God. God didn't make this thing up here to be filled with a bunch of garbage. When God made Adam, He said, now, you name everything there is. He had 100% use of His mind. Come all the way down to us, how much percentage do we have? They put us through the test. There's not one of us in here that would even reach 5% out of an aggregate total of 100%. We wouldn't reach the 5% mark. What does that tell us? We need a lot of freedom. A lot of freedom. That's a good word, too. I was hoping somebody would say that. Deliver us from evil. Deliver us, oh God. God says, okay. Okay, I'll do that. He says, read Luke 10:19. Jesus said, behold, I give to you power over all the power of the devil, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. And in Mark 16, He said, and these signs will follow them that believe. In My name, they will cast out devils. I was in a Wednesday morning prayer meeting years ago in an Episcopalian church in Jacksonville. And we, after the little teaching and all there, everybody got in a circle around that big thingamajig they got up there. And we're about 50 people in a big circle. And different ones are saying a little prayer. And finally, this lady says, now, Mr. Devil... And a kind of, you know, like that, and Mr. Devil, and I couldn't stand it. I said, we don't say Mr. Devil to that rat. Got as quiet as you could hear a pin drop. You, Mr. Devil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The plans of the mind and orderly thinking belong to man, but from the Lord comes the wise answer of the tongue. You're not going to get that wise answer of the tongue until you do what God says by having your mind renewed by the Word, according to Romans 12, 1, 2, and 3. Where Paul says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's up for us to do. We are to prove when the thoughts come to our mind, is that the good and perfect and acceptable will of God? Or is that some lying, devilish thought coming into my mind, even in the guise of religion? Verse 2 says, all the ways of a man are pure in his own eyes. But the Lord weighs the spirits, the thoughts and intents of the heart. Thoughts are spirits, and spirits are nothing more than thoughts. You ever have a feeling of being afraid of the devil in any way? I won't ask for any hands or amens. But I'll tell you this. All fear of the devil comes from the devil. In any sense of the word whatsoever. Hallelujah. The thoughts and intents. What we hear, we think about. And it isn't just hearing. What you taste, you think about. What you feel, you think about. What you smell, you think about. What you see, you think about. When we look at the creation as to what it is today and what has come about in the last 75 years, more has been accomplished in the last 75 years by man than all that was accomplished in all the previous history. Man has jumped in his ability to make things, do things, develop. The blessings of God are being poured out right and left. And the devil has just taken advantage again and again and again and perverted and twisted. And instead of God getting the glory for airplanes flying in the sky and whatever, instead of God getting the glory, the people just worship and just have a ball just going for the devil. And God says it's going to stop. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain. I could take off on that, but I won't. What we hear, we think about. What we think about, we feel. What we feel, we do. What we do becomes a habit. Our habits determine our life and eventual destiny. It's so easy to become habituated to this, that, or the other. Stop talking about defeat in any way whatsoever. Your mind belongs to you as a spiritual being, to you for the glory of God, nothing else. Your mind is not necessarily you. Because again, you, the real you, is a spiritual being. And God has given you a mind and a body built like it is with the five senses to enjoy His creation and to give Him glory in everything that you feel, see, hear, taste, and smell. No wonder He said, "Now consider this, you who forget God, lest I tear you in pieces. Whoever offers praise glorifies me. To him that ordereth this conversation aright, will I show the salvation of God." God expects us to order our conversation or conduct according to His word, giving glory, praise, and honor to Him. I can't help but every time I get in my car, that's my prayer closet. And I'll just start singing, praise the Lord, praying in tongues, talking about the blood of Jesus. And just giving God thanks, and you know, if I'm going fishing, oh, God, I just thank you for the catch I'm going to get today. I just know I'm going to be blessed. And I am. Call those things which are not, as if they were. Ephesians 4. Boy, time marches on. Ephesians 4, verse 29 through 32. Let no foul or polluting language, nor evil word, nor unwholesome or worthless talk ever come out of your mouth, but only such speech as is good and beneficial to the spiritual progress of others. Not the, you know, the downfall of somebody. As is fitting to the need and the occasion, that it may be a blessing and give grace, God's favor, to those who hear it. Who's the first person to hear what you say? You hear it before you even say it, don't you? It rattles around up here. If it doesn't minister grace to you, then deliver yourself from that thing right then. Well, how do I do that? Just start praying in the Spirit. Boy, the benefit of baptizing, being baptized in the Holy Ghost. When that thing up there starts going tilt, I just start, kill no shono no see, na killer any on, no corner no see, na killer any on, no corner no see, and pray in the Spirit. That shuts this off. Verse 30 says, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Do not offend or vex or sadden Him by whom you were sealed, marked, branded as God's own, secured for the day of redemption, of final deliverance through Christ, from evil and the consequences of sin. Let all bitterness and indignation and wrath, anger, passion, rage, bad temper, resentment, and quarreling, brawling, clamor, contention, and slander, evil speaking, abusive, or blasphemous language be banished from you with all malice, spite, ill will, or baseness of any kind. Wait a minute now, Brother George. If I get rid of all that, I'll just have to never say anything. I'll just have to shut up. Well, good. Getting down to God's order. It says the words of a wise man are few. I have known of situations where not only I have, but others have tried to intercede in a family quarrel where a man and his wife are quarreling and carrying on. And you go up there and you say, now, you know, well, listen, that's not good. And all of a sudden, both of them will turn on you. Why? Because we don't wrestle with flesh and blood. It's not them. It's the demons that's in there trying to tear them apart. All self-justification, hear me now, all self-justification is right out of the pit. A dead person doesn't have any justification, right? Romans 5:1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah 26:3 says, I'll keep you in perfect peace if you'll keep your mind stayed on me. It's only when our mind gets off God that we lose our peace in any way whatsoever. All the more reason to have the mind of Christ, which is to have the mind of the Word. There's no substitute for it, folks. Thank God for somebody telling me one time, hey, I was having a rough time sleeping. Well, get the Word of God. You got the New Testament on tape? I said, no. Well, get it. Get you a little tape recorder. You go to bed at night, slip a tape in there, turn the thing on. Best sedative there is, I guarantee you, you'll go to sleep pretty soon. And if you can stay awake and listen to it, even more. Get your mind renewed by the Word. Glory to God. Control your mouth or the devil will control you. Today is the tomorrow you talked about yesterday. What are your seeds going to be for tomorrow? If you talk about your losses, setbacks, and failures, you are providing yourself and others with a photograph album of you as a loser. The words you speak today will either give God the opportunity to bless you tomorrow or will give the devil the opportunity to curse you tomorrow. You will never see yourself a victorious, overcoming person as long as you talk past experiences of defeat. Forget those things that are behind. If God's put it under the blood and He doesn't remember it, then what business do we have of remembering it? I've got better things to do with my mind than to think about all the past experiences. The only thing I want to think about is the Word of God. Glory. No wonder I'm excited in the Lord. Hallelujah. ...is revealed when we come face to face with adversity. True character is revealed when we come face to face with adversity. Some years ago, I ministered in Conway, Arkansas. Don't remember just where it was at. The Lord had me minister deliverance to a family, and I heard this testimony. Mother was driving downtown with two little girls, one 3 and one 5 years old, in the back of the car. She turned a corner, and the little girls was tussling around back there, and they went sliding over, and one of them grabbed the door handle and pulled the thing open. And that little girl went flying right out of the car right in the middle of traffic. But they had been trained by the Word of God. They knew the power of the name of Jesus. When that little girl went out the door, her mother said, she screamed, Jesus! You're not going to believe what I'm about to tell you. Maybe you will too. All the vehicles just kind of moved over. But she went flying out of that car, had a pretty little dress on. That little dress didn't even get torn anywhere whatsoever. That child didn't even have a scratch on her. When she said, Jesus, that quick, there was an angel right there to take a hold of her. Didn't get a scratch. Any adversity that comes our way, we need to say, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We need to learn how to talk victoriously, not defeatedly. We need to learn how to talk positive, not negative. We can just take a hold of the Word of God, and we can begin to train and teach ourselves to say what God says. Not what this thing says or anybody else's thing up here says, but say what God says. If God says I'm a conqueror, then I am. If God says I'm a blessing, then I am. If God says I'm a light in this world, then I am. Well, I don't feel like it. Who said you had to feel like it? Mildred's singing that song right now. If the Lord says I'm a blessing, then I am. If the Lord says I'm a light, then I am. If the Lord says I'm a light shining in this world so bright. If the Lord says I am, then I am. Yes. Yes. Healed. Delivered. Hallelujah. Now, before I forget it, after we close tonight, all of you that would, I would like for you to take a walk over there by that little table. There's two little books laying there, and each one of those books is going to a married couple that the devil's doing his utmost to separate. One of them's done separated. That young man, we took him into our house, and I'd just like for you all, the Lord's laid on my heart to send one of those little books to each one of those people. And I'd just like for you all to take a moment and just go by there and lay your hand on it, and if you don't say any more, then in Jesus' name, be successful. Just let the Lord lead you, okay? I'd appreciate that very much. Amen. Now, what I'd like to do is just to, the Lord says we'll lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. Well, Brother George, I'm not sick. Hey, listen. In Psalm 103, it says God heals all of your dis-ease. So if there's a negative impulse, that's a dis-ease. If you've got a problem like that tonight, I want you to come up here, and I just want to lay hands on you and rebuke that thing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Whoever you might be. Oh, glory. Put you on the spot. Put you on the spot, every one of you. I don't see any perfect people. So that tells me that every one of us have a dis-ease. It may be just a little habit. It may be just a little fox that would spoil the vine in some way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, let your spirit move. Bring conviction. Lord, just cause your people, God, to seek and search more for you than ever before. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Blessings and honor and glory be unto thee. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, I loose the power of God to flow into this young man right now. From the top of his head to the soles of his feet, God. Father, I rebuke and bind the devil's power, lies, deceptions, whatever.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, by faith, I cover him in the shed blood of Jesus. And I thank you for him, God. Make him that vessel of honor unto you, O God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, be strengthened, be blessed, be healed from the top of your head, the soles of your feet. Oh, I thank you, Lord. Let that power, God, just stir this mind. Loose it, God, from anything that would hinder in any way whatsoever. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, I rebuke the devourer. I rebuke the liar. I rebuke and bind the forces of the enemy that would try to hinder and distract from the Word of God in any way whatsoever. And Father, I bless my sister in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for her, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Father, by the power of your Spirit, O God, just move through this mind and body and strengthen and bless and heal. Father, encourage. Yes, Lord. Just. Oh, yes. I thank you, Lord. Thank you for that anointing, God. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Bless him, Lord. Bless him, Lord. Bless him, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Be covered and cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Be covered. Be redeemed. Be cleansed. Every cell of that brain, that mind, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, give every one of these people, God, a deep hunger for more of you, for your word, God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Father, I just bless this precious brother in the name of Jesus. Lord, you've just given him long life, and Lord, but in your sight, it's just a short life. So, Lord, add some more years to him so that he might praise and worship you some more. I bless him, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And I claim the promise of your word, God. That you would redeem his life from destruction. That, Lord, that he would just mount up with wings as eagles. He would run and not be weary. He would walk and not faint. Oh, thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, yes, Lord, grant it.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Oh, may she just be covered in the blood of Jesus that redeems. Thank you, Lord. Give her a deep hunger for your word as never before, God. Father, from the top of her head to the very soles of her feet, let her be blessed, Lord. I loose the blessing of God to flow into her right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Be blessed. Be strengthened. Be encouraged. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord God, help us all, O God, to endeavor to have the mind of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, receive. Receive encouragement. Receive the blessings of God from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. 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 Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Satisfy that inner hunger, God. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, I bless in Jesus' name. I bless in Jesus' name. Let your blood flow, God, just cover. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, be blessed. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Father, I just thank you for Irma. I thank you, Lord God, for her and Glenn and their faithfulness here in this place, God. Oh, Lord, help all of us to remember to pray and to intercede in their behalf. Lord, they are targets of the enemy. And Lord, we stand on the integrity of your word and we speak the word of God boldly and we say, devils, they don't belong to you. No way, shape, or form. We cover them in the blood of Jesus, both of them. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we cover them in the shed blood of Jesus. And we put a wall of protection around them by faith in the word of God. That we can have what we say. And we say they are blessed. They are prosperous. They are the just simply the blessing of the Lord. Father, I give you the praise and the glory. And I claim the promise of your word. That you forgive all of their sins. And that you heal all of their diseases. That you redeem their life from destruction. You crown them with loving kindness and tender mercies. And you satisfy their mouth with good things. So that their youth is renewed like the eagles. Oh, yes, Lord.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, grant it, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Grant it, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, thank you for this brother here, God. I thank you for the talent that you've given him, God, just to bring forth praise and worship and music and singing unto you, God. And Lord, just let it just flow from him as
hallelujah,
never before.
Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
Bless
hallelujah.
Him, Lord, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, oh
yes,
God.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I loose the blessings of God to flow right
hallelujah.
Down through him, Lord.
Jesus.
In
hallelujah.
Jesus' name, yes.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus'
hallelujah,
name.
Lord.
Father, I thank you for his wife. I bless Peggy in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you and praise you that the blessings of the Lord are upon her and that they will grow and it can increase as the days go by and that she'll be so exuberant and so filled with joy and happiness, she won't be able hardly to stand it, God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory
amen.
To God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. 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 Jim, Bill, stand over here behind him.
Hallelujah.
Agree with me.
Glory to God, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Lord, this impediment of speech, I command in Jesus' name that it loose him and leave his presence. Loose him and get out in the name of Jesus. And be healed by the authority of the Word of God in the name of Jesus. From this day forward, may you speak clearly and plainly, and there be no impediment whatsoever. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Grant it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father God, let your power flow right down through this precious sister from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, oh God. And Father, we ask a special blessing on them as they go to Peru. Lord God, let their light so shine that others may see the good works of God in them and thereby glorify the Father which is in heaven. Yes, Lord. Be a blessing. Keep the ministering angels around them, Lord. Keep them safe. And Father, we expect a good report when they return. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Joel, Melody, come up here. And little Joel, you too. Come on. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're right here between Dad and Mom. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Do you love Jesus? Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for ministering angels, Lord, to go with this little fellow everywhere he goes from this day forward, even as never before. And Father, we claim him for the kingdom of God to be a mighty man of valor. We claim him, God, to be a mighty man of valor in the kingdom of God. Lord, may his mind, as he grows, just be filled and saturated with the Word of God. Lord, may he just be such a fire power for you, God, that he'll come to that place of understanding and knowing you, God, that he'll speak words that will become reality.
Yes.
And the words that he speak, God, will set the captives free, will bring sight to the blind, will bring hearing to the deaf, and Lord, will be such a blessing to those that even come into his presence. May the Spirit in the presence of God rest upon him. Oh, yes, Lord, an anointing, God, from this day forward. As he grows naturally, let him grow spiritually also. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Father, I thank you for Joel and Melody.
Yes, Lord God.
Father, I bless
Father.
Them in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, may they be the parents that this youngster needs.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, give them a hunger. A burden, Lord, to pray for other families, for other children that have no parents.
Yes, Father.
Oh, God.
Yes, Lord.
Just give them that need to be intercessors, God, for you. And then, Lord, open the doors that they might be a blessing, Lord,
yes.
Wherever they go.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Father, I bless Joel and Melody in the name of Jesus. Amen. And, Father, I thank you and praise you for them. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory. No wonder I'm so excited in the Lord. Well, I think it's about time we got started and had a little church around here, don't you? Yeah, if we could just stay till... What did I do my watch? If we could just stay till 1 second after midnight, we can get an early start on tomorrow, Brother Glenn. Ew, glory. What the scripture say that Paul got excited and he preached and the guy fell asleep and fell out the window and broke his neck. And Paul said, well, that's all right. Let me go down here and get him up. I hope in days to come I can meet David Hogan, a minister down in South Texas, who has been working in Mexico in the mountains with the Indians. And my last report from that area, that has been over 200 people raised from the dead in that man's ministry. I hope to see him before too long. And just I just want to get out there and shake hands with him and get a little of that power flowing. Oh, hallelujah. Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm finished. I don't know. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, glory. No, I'm not quite finished. Say this with me, everybody. I believe the Bible is God's Word.
The Bible is God's Word.
I believe that Jesus
is the Christ,
the Son of God.
I believe
that He died for my sins,
sicknesses,
pains, and anything else
that
keeps me from being what God wants me to be. I am determined
to follow Jesus.
I am determined
to follow Jesus.
I am redeemed
by His shed blood.
I make him
my Lord and Master.
And I am saying,
I will myself
to be obedient.
And to study,
to show myself
approved of Him.
I am
a new creation.
All things
have passed away.
And by the resurrection of Jesus,
I receive the power
He now gives to me,
according to Luke
10:19.
And in the name of Jesus,
I break the power of Satan
over my life.
I renounce all involvement
in everything
and anything
that is contrary
to God's Word.
And I ask God's forgiveness
for all past sins.
I forgive
everyone
of anything
that has been done to me.
I forgive me
for everything
and anything
that I have done
that is displeasing to God.
I will confess God's Word.
And by faith,
I receive my healing.
I receive my deliverance.
And I am justified
and made righteous
by the blood of Jesus.
I thank you, loving Father,
in the name of Jesus,
your Son,
for hearing me
right now.
Amen.
I agree with each one of you.
So be it.
It has to be.
Amen.
Jesus said, when you pray, believe that you receive those things you pray for, and you shall have them.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Brother Glenn, I guess that's all.
See everybody in the morning. Breakfast and 10 o'clock service.
Hallelujah.
10 o'clock service tomorrow morning.
Oh, yes.
Yes, Lord, I just heard you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for instructing our brother. We're supposed to be here and praise the Lord in the morning.
Amen. Glory to God.
Dr. Noel is here. It'd be 6 o'clock.
Yes.
Well, are you excited in Jesus?
Amen.
Glory to God, you don't look like you want to go home, Dale, and sit right there. We better start again. Glory to God. I tell you what, it's fun kicking the devil around.
Hallelujah.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.